And I realized, and it took me a while to realize, that actually it was the other way around. If you are happy, you're going to be healthier. If you're happy, you're going to have better relationships. If you're happy, you're going to do good work that will be meaningful for other people. You're going to be successful and therefore probably more abundant in your living. So we were turning the thing around a little bit in our minds by thinking that we have to get this in order to be happy, when in fact we have to be happy in order to get this. Now, of course, in spiritual traditions, they say that. You know, if you read the New Testament, it says, seek the kingdom of heaven first, and then everything else will come to you. Or seek the highest first, and everything else will come to you. And so the question is, what is that highest? During this time, I also started to look around the world and, you know, look at people who had done studies on different people in the world. And I found it was a very strange mix of things that made people happy. So, first of all, I was surprised to find that the happiest people in the world were in Puerto Rico and Mexico. Okay? In some other studies, even in places like Nigeria and Venezuela, the United States didn't do that well in the happiness ratings. And the former Soviet Union was the last. So, in fact, I also discovered that approximately 39 to 40% of people on the Forbes 500 list of the richest people in the world, 42% of them were less happy than the average person on the street. So money doesn't make you happy, but nor does poverty. You know, Oscar Wilde once said that the only people who think more about money than the rich is the poor. In fact, the poor can think of nothing else. So if you have the idea that I have to get poor in order to be happy, get rid of it. Okay? In the last few years, there's been some fascinating research in the field of happiness by really good scientists. In fact, in 1998, the American Psychological Association adopted the term positive psychology. And they, since then, have come up with a lot of very interesting information on the fact that happy people are generally healthier people. So our subjective experience of happiness translates into a biological expression of well-being. And by the way, well-being today is the number one trend in our civilization. So if anyone out there is in the business world, this is what you have to be thinking, okay? Well-being of our planet, well-being of our corporations, well-being of our economy, well-being of our environment, well-being of our communities, well-being of ourselves. And that means repairing our ecology, paying attention to global warming, getting rid of war and terrorism, not through a war on war, not through a war on terrorism, wrong metaphor, you know, through our collective creativity and through our collective joy and through our collective happiness, we can really transform the world. Because the world is as we are. And so Mahatma Gandhi said, we have to be the change we want to see in the world. We want to see a happier world? Be happy and make other people happy. So let's go over some of the research in the last few years. The scientists that I mentioned earlier, collectively and individually, they actually came up with a formula for happiness, if you will. They say that happiness depends on three things. The first is our biological or our brain set point for happiness. And this is a thing that determines our behavior and our perception. So some people, when they look at a situation, they see a problem. Other people, when they look at the same situation, they see an opportunity. And so it's the biological set point that determines whether they see a problem or an opportunity. And some scientists have gone on to say that this is genetically determined. So you say, well, if it's genetically determined, it's in my genes, I can't do anything about it. Well, actually, the research shows that you can. The first thing that you can do is you can take drugs. Not the best way to get happy, but if you take drugs that alter the